Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You are listening to the Load Management Podcast. Why? I don't know.
What up, everybody? It's your man, Schaff. Brand new episode of the Load Management Podcast. The only complex sports podcast. Second episode this week. I got my man Zion with me in his St. Louis Cardinals hat this week. He's going with my man Adam with me. Adam's looking a little disheveled. Happy hour, maybe a little early in the Caparel household.
Relax, pal. Sure. No, relax.
Smoking them trees.
Zion, before we go too deep into this, we need to confront Adam, because Adam told us all season that the Los Angeles Clippers were going to win the title. And we're the team to beat out West.
Listen,
team to beat.
We know Adam is, I preach this, Adam is the king of bad takes here. He is the king of awful takes. And guess what? Another take soiled like old milk. It's okay, pal.
And you, pal, young Zion, are the king of slurping LeBron James, because every goddamn post on our social media channel is about fucking LeBron James the past 2 weeks. Holy shit, can we have someone else featured on the goddamn
feed,
please?
Let me address this. If you are working social and LeBron James is the most popular athlete in America, and you do not take advantage of him being
a little goddamn variety, pal. Jesus.
There's a lot of variety on there.
I'll give young Zion credit. He dropped 50 last night after the Clippers lost. He went in on them.
Thank you.
As you should.
The 3-1 tweet with LeBron saying, you got to ask Kawhi. Woo! Go look at the Complex Sports Twitter page. I was in stitches last night. That was maybe the best Twitter night we've seen in a while, because that place is a hellscape most of the time nowadays. Sure.
Most of the time.
And nowadays, post-2016, but
not most of the time, pal.
Last night was special. CJ and Dame.
Oh, my goodness.
We're getting to NFL picks, but ooh, that last night was special.
But to answer young Zion's accusations, yeah, I got it wrong about the Clippers. I thought they were the most versatile and dynamic team in the league, and they were built for the championship. And clearly, they were much softer than expected. So I got it
Zion,
wrong.
I texted Adam last night, and I was like, bro, we got to have a Clippers take ready. This ain't looking good. He texted me, still a lot of time left.
In the middle of the third quarter. It wasn't like you texted me like at 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter. You texted me that shit with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter.
And then they're down 18 2 minutes later.
They fell off a cliff. They fell off the cliff real quick.
The way that second half happened, we knew it was coming. Like, just the way they started collapsing, it was like, oh, this is over. This is over.
I was embarrassed watching
that. Oh, no. It was embarrassing and startling and disturbing watching it. But did Kawhi look like a little, like, stiff in game seven? Like, I just feel like, I mean, obviously he played like shit, so did Paul George. But I felt like Kawhi just looked really stiff and just not fluid at all in game seven.
He always looks stiff, though. He always looks stiff.
Yeah, but I felt like he just wasn't flowing, just didn't look athletic at all.
Zion, that sounds like an excuse.
It does sound a little like an excuse.
There's no excuses. They played like garbage in three closeout games. Now, listen, there are legitimate reasons to point to potentially why they lost, not potentially, why they did lose. Continuity, chemistry, that can be brought up. But when push comes to shove, they played small against the Nuggets. They are the better team, in my opinion, but they just didn't get it done.
They blew it.
They did. They choked. They choked like dogs. Choke like absolute fucking dogs.
We're going to get to some Clipper stuff, because we do have fan calls to end this, and I've heard that we have some good Clipper slander, so we're going to get back to the Clippers.
What? Lakers fans getting I don't know Randy who over I don't the know Clippers? Who Lakers fans need to calm the fuck down.
We have a very diverse fan base who are fans of a lot of teams, Adam. I can't tell you. But everybody united last night against Clippers slander, so that's where it comes from.
That was great. Top five.
Let's get to
moment.
NFL week two picks, because that's, you know, we did. I don't know the exact numbers. Above 500 probably last week, Adam. I'm not going to get too much into it. We probably made some people some money.
By the way, I'm only picking against the spread this week. I'm not doing straight ups. I'm just doing against the spread. And I did research and I got stats to drop on you, pal.
I got stats too.
Okay,
so the
good.
First game. Let me say what the game is before you guys yell at me, because I know it's fucking.
No, we know what the game is, but go ahead.
Browns Bengals. Browns favored by 6. Let me tell you why I'm picking Browns -6 here. Because there's two reasons. Rookie quarterbacks in Thursday Night Football have historically done very bad. So Joe Burrow, history's not on his side. The Browns will have fans at the game, which is probably crazy, but they will have fans. NFL teams are 2-0 with fans so far this season. So Browns minus
six. Good stat, the 2-0.
Wait. The Browns are doing fans?
6,000 fans. 6,000 fans, Zion.
Those 6,000 fans will be throwing beer bottles at your boy Baker Mayfield because he has been garbage. And all the distractions that the Browns are dealing with right now is going to cause them to lose and choke like dogs on Thursday Night Football. So give me the Bengals plus six, please.
Okay. Zion, you don't do spreads. You don't gamble. Who wins? Straight up.
Straight up. I mean, just to be safe and get my right picks this week instead of using my heart. My heart. I'm going to pick the Browns. The Browns will win this week. Barely.
The Bengals are pretty bad.
Yeah, they're pretty bad. And, but free Odell.
I don't know if you guys have noticed. I don't know if you guys have noticed or how close you played, but it's been a big thing in Browns Twitter. I have turned on Baker Mayfield. It's over.
As you should.
He has to prove to me that he can be a quarterback in this league because I do not think that it's happening. If they lose this week, put in Case Keenum. Put in Case Keenum and let's get ready for Trevor Lawrence.
Pal, real quick, over under week number what does Odell Beckham get traded? Week four, week five?
Well, what's the trade deadline?
I think it's mid-October, roughly week five or six.
I don't know. We'll know a lot more on Friday.
Does he get traded before October?
Well, he will know a lot more on Friday about the Browns. That's all I'm going
to
say
now. Also, shout out to the GOAT, Mike Francesa, for breaking news on Twitter.
The Pope. All right, so I'm minus six, Adam plus
now, listen, if you can get it higher in some places, I saw it at 7.5. Get as many points as you possibly can from my perspective, but I'm taking the Bengals and the points.
And then Zion's thinking he's going with his mind and straight up Browns. All right, next one. This one's interesting. Los Angeles Rams traveling to Philly to battle the Eagles. Eagles plus one this game, home underdog. Interesting. I will say this. Our good friend, Complex Style writer Mike DiStefano, big Eagles fan, has been telling me all week he wants to start Jalen Hurts instead of Carson Wentz. He is done with Carson Wentz.
Sounds like a lunatic Eagles fan.
Which I'm a little surprised by because I get they lost to Washington last week, but probably a little soon to pull the plug on Carson Wentz. I'm going Eagles here. Can't believe they're not favored. Home game. Give me the Eagles. I think they bounce back.
Shout out to Mike. Shout out to my guy, Mike.
Shout out to Mike. I love Mike. Great style writer, but he is a little... He's going full Philly with that.
You are going crazy.
He's going full Philly with that proclamation.
Go ahead, Adam. I'll let you go.
I'm taking the Rams here. I mean, they looked good enough against the Cowboys, and I think the Eagles right now just, again, I don't want to draw a massive conclusion from week one, but it wasn't exactly impressive. They should have taken care of the Washington football team. They didn't. I don't love the fact that it's a West Coast team playing a 1 o'clock game on the East Coast, but give me the Rams. Who are actually shockingly favored in this game, but still, give me the Rams.
I can't believe it. Don, what you thinking?
Nah, Philly, as much as I hate them, the Eagles will bounce back and get the win.
Yeah, I'm with Zion there. Did the Rams win that game or did the Cowboys lose that game? I'd lean more towards the Cowboys. Touché. I mean, the refs were in there, but bro, the not taking the field goal, like Mike McCarthy was more than at fault for that game. That was a mind-boggling game for the Cowboys.
Also, all right, here we go. Real quick, props to you real quick if you got the Rams plus 3.5 early in this week. This game has been bet down to the Rams being one-point favorites. That is massive.
Of course it has. So I'm going minus one Eagles win. Adam's going plus one. Rams cover, Zion straight up Eagles. Here's one. The New York football Giants going on the road at the Chicago Bears. Bears favored by 5.5. Zion, I am going to let you lead off this with your pick because you are a Giants fan. I know you were very hopeful coming off that week one, but let's hear it.
First of all, speaking of the New York Giants, I'd like to, just say that out. Also, another great take by me. I've been preaching that Daniel Jones is better than Baker Mayfield, and Chops admitted it this week.
So that's the lowest bar possible to be better than a quarterback.
Well, still right. But, yeah, we can't block for shit. So, yeah, Khalil Mack is going to have a field day, and the Giants get smoked. 0-2.
Khalil Mack might have 8 sacks that game. I've never, 16 rushes for 6 yards for Saquon Barkley, something like that? That's incredibly hard to do. How's the line that bad? I don't get it.
I don't know, man. This is it's frustrating.
Dave Gettleman.
No, it's not even his fault. Actually, no, it's his fault.
No. It 100% is his fault.
Yeah, it's his fault. It's his fault. It's his.
I think you have to go Bears here. I mean, the Mitch thing, Mitch didn't look great. He obviously won the game for him. But that Giants offensive line, until we see some improvement, I think you got to go Bears 5.5 here, Adam.
Lay the points. Over, under 2.5 fumbles for Danny Dimes. Take the over.
Relax. I like Daniel Jones. That touchdown, I mean, the interception he had in the red zone after that drive was just bad. You take the sack there all day. But I think he showed some poise. I'm coming around on Danny Dimes. Not this week, but, you know, so. Let's keep it moving. We have Atlanta Falcons at Dallas Cowboys. Cowboys favored by 5. Both teams 0-1, actually. Falcons got smoked by the Seahawks at home. Cowboys, we already mentioned it. Rams game lost, a close one. Mike McCarthy is looking real Jason Garrett-like early in this season already. I'm still going to take the Cowboys here -5. I think they bounce back in a big way at home. They also will have fans, I do believe. I think Jerry Jones.
The Cowboys?
Of course they're going to have fans.
It's Jerry Texas. Jones said from the jump that they're going to have fans.
It's yeah. Texas. Yeah, it's Jerry lawless Jones, down there.
Y'all sickos. Cleveland, sickos, Kansas City, especially them. They're sickos. All of them.
Yeah, Kansas City fans, not looking too hot. Adam, what are you thinking?
I'm going to lay the points here. Listen, Mike McCarthy is 53-34-4 against the spread as a home favorite. It's a lot of points, but take Dallas in their home opener.
All right, Zion, what you thinking for this game? I don't know if you watched. Man. Did you watch the Seattle Falcons game? I don't know.
Do you watch sports or do you play video games?
You watch the sports. You
work for doesn't
Adam, matter. Don't worry about me. I'm putting in my grind.
Are you sure about that, pal?
But I'm gonna go to Cowboys. I'm taking the NFC East this week, except the Giants.
There we go. Yeah. That's a little bit of a shock for us. Falcons 0-2 start the season, possibly. Not great, but that's a tough schedule that they got. Seahawks into Cowboys isn't easy. Here's one. San Francisco 49ers visiting Adam Caporel's New York Jets. 49ers 6.5-point favorites. Adam, we'll let you go first since you're the biggest Jets fan in the world.
Bet the rent on the 49ers. They will annihilate gangrene. Rent check on the Niners. Don't hesitate. Do it. Thank me later.
Not a hot take.
I just a little disclaimer. We are not responsible for any money lost.
No, zero responsibility. But this one, Jesus Christ, this is a guarantee right now. Did you watch any of the Jets game? They are fucking deplorable.
My favorite thing about the Jets is Le'Veon Bell tweeted there was nothing wrong with his hamstring like a week ago, and then now he's on the IR with the hamstring.
And also, the Jets' second round draft pick, the highly touted Denzel Mims, has not one but two hamstring injuries. So yes. I've never seen that before. I've never seen hamstrings in an injury report before, but Denzel Mims pulled it off. He did the impossible. He has two busted hamstrings. So, yes, the Jets season is already off the rails. Throw all your goddamn money, all your savings on the 49ers on Sunday, and thank me later.
I'm taking 49ers with the points as well. Zion, what you thinking?
49ers, not very hard.
Not very, very hard. Though, the Jimmy G blew that game for them last week. They're going to be angry, and they're pretty beat up. But I think they win. Here's one. Carolina Panthers at Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Buccaneers favored by 9. I'm taking the Bucs to cover here because I think Tom Brady will bounce back. But I think that there are some question marks about him that need to be addressed because he did look a little rinsed week one. That's a tough game, though.
You go to rinsed now. Rinsed instead of washed.
I'm not going to go full washed yet like young Zion says about Tom Brady, but week one looked a little shaky, but I'm going to go -9 here over the Panthers.
My guy's going to be throwing to Scotty Miller all game.
He loves Scotty Miller. You already said that. He loves throwing to the little white guys. It's his thing. Mm-hmm. Zion, what you think? Straight up.
I'm going with the Panthers here. Run CMC. Big game. Ooh. Smokes.
Oh, big
smokes
upset,
the Buccaneers defense. Even though they got a nice D-line there, you know, but CMC is unstoppable. Teddy and CMC get the win.
It's too early in the season not to take a massive amount of points. You're getting 9 here. It's a division game. Brady didn't look like he was on the same page as most of his receivers. Take the points. Take the Panthers.
All right, so we're all on different wavelengths here. That's good. I like that. Here's one. Detroit Lions, Green Bay Packers. Packers at home, favored by 6. Aaron Rodgers is a bad man. I'll just say that. The reports of his demise were largely not, you know, misfounded.
Exaggerated.
He looks very, very good. I think Packers roll again here against the Lions at home. Take that minus six.
Floor is yours, Young Zion.
Young Zion.
I mean, I wrote this in the blurb that we put on the site. Aaron Rodgers is playing pissed off. Like, he's going off this year. Like, he's going to go off this year. And this week is going to be no different. Blowout Packers.
Blowout, yeah.
Blowout, interesting. Okay. Well, I'm going to swerve against the two of you. Division game, you're going to give me almost a touchdown. I'll take the Lions here.
There you go, the Lions. A little Stafford believer. I'm not mad at that. Dolphins at home, plus 5.5 against the Bills. My first upset, I think, I'm taking. Dolphins plus 5.5. I'm all over it. They're at home. They also will have fans. Yes, the Miami Dolphins in Florida will have fans in their stadium. I'm taking the Dolphins 5.5. That's it. That's all, you know, I think they cover.
The Dolphins think COVID is a joke. They think COVID is a joke because Miami is one of the worst places. Yes, Miami is one of the worst places to be at right now. So therefore, wait, is Tua starting?
Tua is not starting yet. We are on Tua watch though, but Ryan Fitzpatrick is still.
The Dolphins will not win a game until Tua starts. So, yeah, this is a blowout. Not even close.
Ooh, blowout.
No, I'm with you, Chops. I think we have an upset here. I picked it straight up, so I got to take the points, obviously, which are easier anyway. But Miami's home opener. Sean McDermott was all in his fucking feelings when it was announced that some teams are going to have fans. So you know it's going to be pissing him off, and therefore it will be in their head. Give me the Dolphins to pull off a little Fitz magic late and upset the Bills down in Miami.
Let me backtrack. Not a blowout, because it's still the Bills.
I don't
offense.
Think the Bills. Done.
Did
Bills
you do any research for this, pal, before you logged on it's to still, Zoom?
Nah, I'm literally. This is all off the dome. I'm not Jesus even gonna lie. Christ, this pal. Is do all off my research. pure football knowledge, which you do
pure
not have.
Pure football man. Knowledge that you get from playing Madden 9 goddamn
pure,
hours a day.
Pure football knowledge.
I think it's gonna be a good game. I think Zion is right. When you're thinking straight up, I think they're probably what. 1 to 2 more losses away from we're seeing Tua.
You should see Tua by October. I mean, let's be real here.
I wouldn't wait much longer. If he's healthy, get him in the game. Start playing him. Here we go. Denver Broncos, Pittsburgh Steelers, Pittsburgh home. 6.5 points. I am taking Steelers 6.5. That defense is unreal. They might have the best defense in the NFL. Broncos offense didn't look especially good last on Monday Night Football. Big Ben looks like he's Big Ben. Give me that 6.5 at home for the Steelers. They go 2-0.
Oh, this is me? Oh, can we give an order? Because this is, I'm just waiting for you to.
We'll go second. Chop Zion Adam.
There you
That's
go,
the
pal.
Order.
Come on, catch up.
I'll take the Steelers here, even though I do not like Juju Smith-Schuster. And Juju is very corny wide receiver. Doing TikToks in the end zone. I'm tired of seeing it, but I'll pick the Steelers this week.
Wait, Juju very quickly kind of, and I don't want to hate on him, but he kind of very quickly went from, hey, this guy's really cool, to, hey, I don't know what's going on here. Very, very quickly.
Yeah, because he was behind. He was like the low-key number three wide receiver coming up. So like, oh, this guy could be a dog. But nah, now all this Fortnite stuff, TikTok.
You can't do TikTok end zone dances if you're a number one wide receiver. That's against the rules. If you're like a slot number two, number three guy, you can do whatever you want. Number one wide receiver, you're banned from TikTok dancing.
Mm-mm.
All right, Steelers 6.5, Adam. What are you thinking?
I mean, both teams are playing a short week, so no advantage either there. Steelers look more impressive than I expected. So I hate laying 6.5 against so early, but... I guess I'll go with Big Ben, who looked pretty good after the shaky first and second quarter. So I'll lay the 6.5 points. Give me the Steelers.
There we go. Denver's quite beat up, by the way. Phillip Lindsay's not playing. I think a few of their defensive backs are also banged up, too.
So. Yeah, and Von Miller will never play for them again. So
that's true.
Shout out to Melvin Gordon, though.
New York Giant.
Wishful thinking. All right. Wishful thinking.
Colts at home, -3 against the Vikings. I'm going Vikings +3 here. I don't know why the Colts are favored. I watched some of that Colts game. They lost to Jacksonville week 1. I think Vikings bounce back from their loss and beat the Colts here on the road. Young Zion.
That's another boring game that I will not be tuned into, but I will keep on if my fantasy team is affected by it. But I'll go Vikings or Colts, man. I'm going Vikings. We're going Vikings here. I'll give it to Kirk Cousins and the boys.
COVID Kirk. Adam, why are you picking Phillip Rivers and your favorite player, Phillip Rivers?
Not my favorite player, pal, but I think he deserves more respect. Although, as you pointed out via text message on Sunday, he threw an interception. And as I said to you, what's new? The Pope is Catholic. Water is wet. The sky is blue. I mean, whoop-de fucking do that he threw another goddamn backbreaking interception. I like the Colts in this game, but I probably would take the points in the Vikings. So I have to, again, since I'm only going against the spread here, give me the Vikings plus +3.
There we go. We're all on the same page.
Adam will be broke by next week.
Broke. Think again, we need like an Adam broke meter to follow. Moving on. Tennessee Titans -9 against the upstart Jacksonville Jaguars, who many pegged. I predicted them to go 2-14, so they're 50% of their way to their win total in my projections. So I'm taking Tennessee here. -9 is a lot, but I think the Jaguars fall back down to earth. So I'll go with Titans -9 at home. If they don't take any field goals. The Titans have to refuse to kick field goals. That's the only way that my bet works, is if they refuse to kick field goals.
Listen, the Jaguars, Gardner Minshew, you are in for hell this week. You are in for a lot of hell. Clowney and the boys, they're ready to smoke you. Derrick Henry's about to run. Derrick Henry, number one, I hate Derrick Henry for making me lose my fantasy game this week. And he was quite mid last week. He was pretty mid, but he got enough yardage. He'll bounce back. He's smoking the Jaguars. This is an easy win for the Titans.
Yeah. Adam, what do you think?
You give me 9 points in a division game, and it's Gardner Minshew, a.k.a. Minshew Magic. I will take Minshew Magic and the Jaguars +9 on the road. It sounds preposterous, but 9 points is just way too much in a division game this early in the season. You have to take 9 points.
Minshew is your type of quarterback, isn't he?
Excuse me,
he's
pal?
He's your type of quarterback, right?
Minshew? What are you implying?
I'm just saying, you know, you hate Lamar Jackson. Love Gardner
I don't Minshew. Hate Lamar Jackson. Oh. Stop putting words into my mouth.
Bill Polian now over
stop,
here.
Stop creating a false narrative.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, here's a fun one. Two teams that many people didn't think were going to be 1-0, squaring off. Arizona Cardinals at home against the Washington football team. Arizona's favored by 6.5. I am taking Washington football team plus 6.5. I feel like that's too much. But if I had to pick straight up, I think the Cardinals win this game. Cardinals look like they're a lot of fun. I think it's going to be close, though. Zion, what do you think? Yeah, I know you're big on the Cardinals.
You already know Cardinals win. They get another win, 2-0 on the season. Kyler dominates. D-Hop dominates. Had a nice little week one win.
Ooh,
that was
we gotta bleep that.
Jesus Christ,
that's,
pal. Come on.
That's instinct. I've been following they've been rivals for all my life.
I thought you were woke over there.
Oh man. I'm sorry to all the listeners offended by
egregious.
Again,
come on.
Just keep saying it.
About to cancel you.
But this week one was a fluke. That was just a nice little feel-good win. Y'all are going to get smoked this week.
How much as a Giants fan were you watching Chase Young and you're just like, damn it, we were so fucking close?
Bro, I'm not even mad because we still can't block. Even if we had Chase Young, we still can't block.
Yeah, I mean, Chase, he just looks good. Adam, what do you think in this game? 6.5 I'm going 6.5.
Yes, 70% of the bets right now are on the Cardinals, and 75% of the money are on the Cardinals, which means the public is slamming Arizona, and that means you should go the other way and take the points. So give me the Washington football team.
So we're on the football team. Let's keep it moving. We're in the late games now. Here's a good one. I think it's going to be good. Houston Texans at home, +6.5 against the Baltimore Ravens, who, of course, stomped my Browns in week one. Houston is 0-1 after losing to the Chiefs. They've had a lot of time to prepare for this game. They are a little banged up. I'm going Ravens here. I think the Ravens cover on the road. I don't know. The Texans didn't look very sharp week one, and the Ravens looked very sharp. Lamar, his accuracy is getting better. He's getting better by the game. It's crazy. MVP getting better every week. So I'm going Ravens -6.5 here.
Listen, just to know, everybody wins this week because we get a fantastic, another great black quarterback matchup between Deshaun and Lamar Jackson. Just terrific. After a great, you know, even though Deshaun didn't play well week one, you know, but he played Pat Mahomes. So we're going to get another great matchup. But, you know, we're going with the MVP, Lamar Jackson, another win. Listen, they might go 16-0 like he told us. They might. He told us this back whenever
Ravens stopped the Texans last year too. They are very good against the Texans. Adam, what do you think?
I mean, listen, you can get this number a little bit differently in different spots. I mean, some places you can get at 7.5 right now. If you can get that many points, you should take him for the home team being an underdog. And listen, over his career, Deshaun Watson is 12-6 against the spread when he's an underdog. So give me Deshaun and the Texans to cover that number. They may lose. They may eke out a backdoor cover, but 7.5 points, if you can get it for a home underdog, and Deshaun Watson, the track record of covering as an underdog, you have to take the Texans.
Let's just point out real quick, DeAndre Hopkins had, what, 10 catches for 160 yards?
14 catches, I believe.
14 catches, 160 yards. The Texans offense looked lost at the wide receiver position.
They're going to be bitching and moaning about losing DeAndre Hopkins for nothing.
That already looks like just a horrible, horrible trade. Yeah. So,
but they got David Johnson.
I mean, he looked decent, but like, bro, their wide receivers, no separation, nothing. And the Chiefs don't have a very stellar defense, but now you got to play the Ravens. The Ravens are great on defense. So,
Bill O'Brien's a football genius. So,
yeah, football guy strikes again, Bill O'Brien. As we move on here, New England Patriots. We got Sunday Night Football. New England Patriots, Cam Newton traveling to Seattle to take on the Seahawks.
Wait.
4-point favorites for Seattle.
Do we miss one game, pal?
No, I don't think so.
Got your schedule right, pal?
So we missed Chiefs-Chargers.
Chiefs-Chargers. We did miss Chiefs-Chargers. It's not on this sheet. I think, okay, let's do that one quickly. I mean, Chiefs. Chiefs cover. I think it's 8.5, right? Chiefs cover. Easy.
It's just a no-brainer, yeah. Take the Chiefs.
Yeah. I mean, Zion, I don't think you're going to say anything different than that, right?
Chargers, yeah, Chiefs, man. Chiefs.
Yeah, Chiefs. All right. Sunday Night Football, Seattle, Patriots, Cam versus Russ. Great QB matchup. I'm going Seattle, though. Russ looks like he's determined to win the MVP already. He's going for it. Seattle -4. Give it to me at home, I think.
Yeah, I mean, the Patriots, great win. I'm happy for Cam. Cam, you know, set the rushing yard record, even though it was it only took 5 yards to do it. But, like, yeah, they didn't look too good against the Dolphins, if we're being real.
They struggled. Yeah.
So I think Seattle definitely takes this one.
Pete Carroll's looked pretty good against Bill Belichick their last, you know, several matchups. And you know that I am on the Mr. Unlimited bandwagon. So give me the Seahawks -4 at home.
And you're using past matchups like it matters. Like, Tom Brady's gone. Gronk is gone. This is not the same Patriots. My favorite
Okay, but it's Zion's a coaching matchup, pal. It's too strategic. Two strategic individuals with excellent coaching track records. And Pete Carroll, other than the boneheaded play in the Super Bowl, has actually had good success against Bill Belichick.
Zion texted me on Sunday and was like, why are they promoting this game with Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski? And I was like, yeah, I don't. That doesn't make any sense to me. Because they were. But, give me Russ. I think Russ is on a mission right now. Monday Night Football, Las Vegas Raiders +5.5 against the New Orleans Saints. Upset. Give me the Raiders at home, outright, points, whatever.
You're taking a money line.
This one. I would take the money line. The Saints, I see some issues. Drew Brees, I'm not sure he can throw the ball over 15 yards right now. I think we said that on
the other episode. No, he had a couple nice passes that were deeper than 15
yards. Yeah, I don't think he's as washed as Brady. Like, you kind of hype up a little
bit. That elbow, I don't know. I don't know. We might be seeing Jameis sooner or later. Give me the Raiders here at home, plus 5.5.
No, sir. Saints going to win this one. No. Wait. Michael Thomas is out. Oh,
Michael Thomas is out. Another one.
Michael Thomas is out. Let me backtrack. No. I'm going with Las Vegas here. They look pretty good week one. Josh Jacobs was a beast. Michael Thomas is a big loss. Now we're going to see if Drew Brees is really what he is. Now we're going to see.
So, can Taysom Hill play wide receiver? I don't think so. So, yes.
They think he's the next Lamar Jackson, so maybe. But
not one person said that. Marcus
Flair. <Yeah. laughs> You keep putting words in the people's mouth, pal. It's unbelievable.
Oh, look at him protecting Bill Polian.
Yeah, I'm not protecting anybody. Taysom. I'm calling you out for your bullshit.
Big
Taysom Hill fan, huh?
No, not even fucking close. Keep it moving. You ready for my pick?
We're ready.
Okay, 75% of the bets and 75% of the money are on the Saints, which means you need to go the other way, take the Raiders points, and money line wouldn't be a bad idea to throw into a parlay or two, but give me the Raiders, plus 4.5, plus 5, whatever number you can get at, take the points on Monday night.
Yep, there it is. Those are our week two picks. Let's make some money. Feeling good about it.
Just go against every Adam pick. That's how you make money. So
fade Adam and wave if you the really want to make some money. Fade Adam if you want to make some money this week. Let's get to fan calls. We got some good calls. I know guys want to talk Clippers, that kind of stuff. So let's get to some fan calls. Also, if you hadn't done so already, please go back. Earlier this week, we had JJ Redick on the pod. Great episode. Probably one of my favorite conversations, guys, that we've had on this podcast. JJ was so cool.
Update. JJ did follow me, so there's the update on y'all.
There's the update. Everybody's been waiting for. My friend Kyle texted me immediately.
I have an update as well. Zion remains the most unprofessional individual in the complex universe. So congrats on that, pal.
I have an update.
Begging for a follow on Twitter to an NBA player.
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares about JJ following you on Twitter, pal.
No, I'm just updating the people. They want to know.
They actually don't.
They texted Chops about it.
That did happen. Shout out to my man Kyle to text me and was laughing about it. So, yeah. But go back and listen to that JJ episode to find out what we're talking about. Very fun conversation. As we said, we have KG. Kevin Garnett, the legend, on the pod next week. Drops Tuesday, so get ready for that. But before, let's get to some fan calls.
Pocket Pussy T and RoboCop fucking log. They're supposed to beat the Lakers. Fuck the Clippers.
Sounded like he was from New York. Shout out to that dude. What was his name?
Bravo. That was... I mean that was the consensus last night. Everybody was literally laughing at the Clippers. Guys, you know what I was a little sad about? I would have loved Inside the NBA last night to hear Chuck and Shaq and them talk about the Clippers' demise. I mean, obviously we'll get it next time they're on, but the game after, like right after, would have been just glorious to see.
Would have been terrific, terrific content.
Terrific content. Adam, that guy was actually kind of laughing at you, Adam, a little bit.
Listen, Lakers fans for some reason are like going apeshit over the Clippers losing. And I get it to a degree, but why are you guys so wrapped up?
A lot of shit was talked.
Shit was talked to a degree, but why are you guys so fucking wrapped up in a franchise that has zero history, zero success? Like, you guys should be above this shit. I guess you clown your little brother when they fuck up here and there. But like, Lakers fans have been so wrapped up in the Clippers. And I just like, you guys should be above that. You guys are the better franchise, the more historic franchise, the more successful franchise. You should be above that.
Bro,
shit.
You know how many people said Kawhi was better than LeBron and the Clippers were going to steamroll the Lakers? I don't blame Lakers.
Well, saying Kawhi is better than LeBron is talking at a turn, so you should get clowned on for that. Now steamrolling the Lakers is a different story. The Clippers were built to beat the Lakers. They nearly beat them 3 out of 4 times in the regular season. And yes, I will die on that hill that they were built to beat the Lakers and built to beat just about every team in the NBA. But again, in the actual, when push comes to shove, they came up really fucking small. Kawhi was AWOL in the fourth quarter. Paul George was banking shots off the side of the goddamn backboard like he was Spice goddamn Adams in a fucking, in the celebrity NBA All-Star game. That was one of the most disturbing NBA games I've ever watched in my life.
Listen, you were completely wrong when you're saying the Clippers are built to beat the Lakers. No, they're not.
They were
going to lose in five.
Zion, they almost beat them 3 out of 4 times in the regular season. What the fuck have you been
watching?
You're
talking about the regular season. The regular season versus the playoffs?
Okay, and they didn't play in the playoffs, so what fucking track record can you go off of?
The what they were doing in the playoffs.
I can't argue with the
Lakers have been the best NBA team in the playoffs.
It's impossible to argue with the U sometimes. It really is.
Hold up. They were built to beat the Lakers, but they weren't built to beat the Nuggets.
Okay. Exactly. What kind of logic is that?
Next call.
Paul George is officially a poor man's Trevor Ariza. You put Trevor Ariza at the three-point line, he's not shooting 2 for 11. And I know damn well he's not hitting the side of the backboard in the fourth quarter with 6 minutes left. You heard it here first. Paul George is a poor man's Trevor Ariza. And yes, Trevor Ariza can defend better than him, too. Wow.
So basically, he's saying Trevor Ariza is better than Paul George. Like, that's basically what he's telling us.
I mean, nobody's stock has gone down more than Paul George. Rightfully so. Also, I tweeted this last night. Paul George trade, top 5 worst trades already in NBA history. The amount of capital that the Clippers gave up for him...
Unless they sign Kawhi and PG to long-term extensions. Yeah, I agree with you.
Why would you sign Paul George? Why would you re-sign Paul George? Let him walk.
Well, I mean, you don't want to just give up like after 1 year.
I mean, they
like,
can, yeah. And well, they have one more guaranteed year with the two of them. But if you sign them to extensions, it looks a little bit less severe. But right now, it's shaping up to be, yes, the worst trade in NBA history.
Pandemic P, man. We had a couple pandemics peas in the playoffs. Him and Pascal.
It just
and Cardio Kemba.
Cardio Kemba.
He was only running around doing nothing.
I think the joke is he
hit a big shot yesterday.
He was like 5 for 30
on Tuesday, I should say. He hasn't played well, but he actually hit a big shot in overtime.
Kyrie Irving would never.
Kyrie Irving can't even stay in the fucking lineup right now.
Kyrie Irving has shown dominance in the playoffs. You better relax.
Yeah, one time.
Chops.
He's always been good. He's always been good in the playoffs. But calm down. Before we get out of here, really fun episode. We did our NFL picks, some Clippers talk. Give me who's going to the NBA Finals. I got Lakers Heat, and Lakers winning it all.
I had before the playoffs started. I had Lakers Celtics. I'm sticking to it. Lakers Celtics.
Because you two are going to be absolutely insufferable if the Lakers get to the finals. I'm going to be rooting like crazy for the Nuggets. But I think we're going to get a Lakers-Heat NBA Finals, and I'll be rooting like crazy for the Heat and Jimmy Butler and that cast of characters to take down LeBron and AD. Because, you two will be insufferable, and the timeline will be flooded with LeBron memes and videos and other posts, because that's all you tweet about, pal. All you tweet about.
You are the worst. The absolute worst,
how?
Man.
How?
On that note, another fun podcast in the books. I had fun.
I keep it real, pal. Okay, if you can't get on my wavelength, I don't know what to tell you.
You keep it. Yeah. How do you keep it real when your takes are spoiling like milk every week?
The Clippers take Adam. We all year.
Clippers were built to beat the Lakers. They didn't get the chance to beat them in the playoffs. So I mean.
They wouldn't have beat them, bro.
We don't know that.
We'll never will because the Clippers blew a 3-1 lead.
They did. So. They blew it through. They were terrible. And their two superstars were awful. So,
on that note, we love you guys for tuning in. Keep calling. We hope you win some money this week. Again, Tuesday, big episode.
You will win some money this week, pal.
You will win some money this week. Big episode, Kevin Garnett, this upcoming Tuesday. Go back and listen to the JJ episode from earlier this week. Probably my favorite conversation that we've had on this podcast. Very real, authentic. He's great at what he does. He's a great podcaster. He's got a role in media once he retires immediately. Love you guys.
He's in media right now.
I mean, like full-time media once he's done playing.
Let Chops do his outro.
Yeah, let me do my outro. Everybody go follow everybody on Twitter. Like JJ Redick already followed Zion. Go follow Zion's Duke account.
Don't follow my Duke account. It's only for the Duke people that listen to this podcast.
Because Zion already blocked me and Adam from following the Duke account. So
I would never follow that account in a million fucking years. So don't worry about it.
There we go.
18,000.
If you unblock me, I'll follow it. So thank you guys again. We love y'all. Until next week. See you later. Special thanks to our producer, Josh Dodd, our associate producer and sound engineer, Jasmine Plata, our production manager, Chancel Correa, our talent booker, Shanice Kelman, who gets us all our great guests, our director of talent relations, Kristen Price Harrell, who also gets us a great guest, our senior director of operations, Jen Stewart. Shout out to the main man in charge, our GM, Donnie Kwok. This is a production of Complex Networks.
This is the summer to expand your horizons. It's time to explore. But before you set foot out the door, set foot in the ultimate travel shoes from Allbirds, like the breathable, silky smooth tree dasher, the responsive foam and extra grip of the tree runner, or the classic low-top look of the tree piper. Allbirds has a lightweight, ultra-packable shoe ready for whatever adventures you have planned. Boarding pass? Check. Passport? Check. The perfect travel shoe? Check. Find your perfect pair at Allbirds.com. That's Allbirds.com.